they used to, well, the cooking utensils people had long ago, they had to be very particular in making it. Still, there are some vessels that you could put that in to set up, you see, that would part from the our food. I remember when we used to have quite a few brass spoons that had nickel plate over them, silver plate or something.
The forks like that too?
Yeah. And that was well. That. And when it got to that brass, well, if you slip that, have that brass into this stuff, like this Hollywood cheese, and let it leave in that hot and warm, let it set up for several hours, it would kind of canker on that spoon or fork. And once in a while, somebody would notice to put that in the mouth and get that canker stuff in the mouth, and it would just start killing. Now that, I don't know. The surgeons, I don't know what tomaine poison is. This claim this is like tomaine poison. And certain dishes you could put it in to do. And they were very particular to try to put it in china or glass dish. And yeah, I've known of people getting mighty sick from that, maybe from a spoon they'd leave sitting in something that made them sick. And they used to pick up the feet too. That was my mind.
Did you make sausage?
Oh yeah. Make sausage. Now, people back when there was enough game in the country, when they kill hogs, they kill some deer and put the venison meat in, the lean meat, see with the pork sausage, and that would be mighty good, make it mighty good. And several years ago, I made some sausage and thinking about how they used to put the venison in, I kill the calf and put the veal in the sausage, made lunch. And we got the rubber to buy the chicken, but they used to have to wash the chitlins, and that's what they stuffed that sausage into. And then smoke that and it dry, and you eat it raw then. That was the best part of it. You'd come in from school and you'd be that solid. Eat it raw and cold biscuit. It's all right. That was good stuff.
We talked about that. Did you ever, any of them ever make a dish by grinding up the hog's liver and cooking that?
Yeah.
What'd they call that?
Liver pudding.
What about the DM ever use of blood for anything?
Huh?
DM ever use of hog's blood for anything?
Never.
Did you ever see anybody take the juice from the head cheese and maybe stir it up with some corn meal and cook it and then slice it and fry it when it got cold?
Yeah.
Did it?